Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Jerv and Jay Skills. Trey is not with us today. He's out on assignment. He's on a top-secret assignment for the man, and so we have no Trey today, but don't worry. His name will be brought up and brought up in anger today because I've had enough. I'm going to shit on him, but we'll get to the other stuff first. We're going to talk about, not BMF, Power is back. Episode one was last week. Episode two was this week. We're talking about the first two episodes. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I wasn't ready, man. I know we've been saying that BMF was turning into Power or whatever, and it's like Power lasts. Nigga, you thought that was Power? Pop, this is Power. And I was like, oh, shit. That nigga's hit me left, right. I was just like, ah! I felt like I was getting some curb stomped, but we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about Snowfall. We're going to talk about Wayne versus 50. I don't know where this came from.
It came from the homie Low, who also got a
Say Less?
Podcast with Kaz and Rosie to Say Less. But yeah, you know, he loves to start the conversation on Twitter. And he got it started, the Wayne and 50 combo.
He's a shit stirrer.
Yeah, no, that's what I really respect, like, how he gets that off, you know, because he knows how to push the buttons of the culture, you know.
Well, let me say this real quick. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go for the extra content. We did another watch along last week, me, Zach, and Maze. We're doing another one next Monday, not this week, but the following week. And we do one every other week. We got the OG podcast that comes out there. We have the Discord. We got so much more. Make sure you're locked in. Also, the Jade Hoy GoFundMe, that's still going. You can get the link from the Count the Dings Twitter site, twitter.com/countthedings. If you don't have Twitter, it's the pinned tweet right at the top. It's a GoFundMe. We are at $81,000 out of the $100,000 goal. There's 952 donations. Thank you to everybody who's been donating. Again, if you haven't, $10, $20, whatever you can. I see a $5 here from 2 days ago. I see a $10 from today. I see a $100 from 4 days ago. Whatever you can do, throw that out there. They're all appreciated. Let's try to get to 1,000 donations. How about that? So 48 more donations. If we can get that, that would be pretty cool too. And thank you to everybody else who's donated. All right. Let's go to Power. As I said at the beginning, Juju, you missed it. The intro, I said, you know, we'd be called BMF. Oh, it's turning into Power. Yeah. And then I watched actual Power and I was like, oh shit. I forgot. These niggas, they went like 600 degrees. First of all, I don't know where to start. How old girls survive.
Oh my God, bro. That ain't goddamn As the World Turns, Victor coming back from the dead.
Luckily for you, some nigga was walking his dog at 2 a.m. by the fucking docks and shit.
With a cardigan on and a fucking sweater vest.
The whitest man ever. Right. The whitest man ever. Yeah,
that was the chillest phone call ever of seeing a car like sinking into the river. Like, my man was just real chill on that phone call. Yeah. It wasn't a sense of urgency. Oh yeah, I think there was a car in there.
That shit was so random.
I'm not gonna lie. I pulled it in mean, and I didn't watch episode two. I fell asleep.
But you saw like the end of episode one was, oh, surprise, she's still alive, right?
Yeah.
All right. So basically, episode two starts when they tell us
how she survived. And it's literally, the show is Effie pushing the car into the water. And it's like 1 a.m. It's Effie's by a warehouse. Shit, my nigga. Effie's super strong. I mean, she look it though, man. I mean, so I'm just saying, man. She works out. So she pushes the car in the water, and then like, I don't know how she got away or whatever.
Oh shit!
Like she drove this car, whatever.
Bro, what happened to a headshot too? Like, what happened to a dome shot? Like, pop, and then push the car.
Nope. They got it. They just they knock her out, and that's it. What could go wrong, right? And so then, as she escapes, they show it's like at the top of like this gravel path. It ain't even a road. This is how fucking remote this shit is. It's dark as shit. There's this one white man in a cardigan walking his dog, and he's like, huh? And like, he's just like looking at him. Nigga called 911 real smooth. I'm like, what? How does that work, man?
Exactly, this fucking show, man. And then what's the little white boy name? His partner. Tyreek partner.
My nigga Brayden and I are getting them cheeks.
Exactly. My boy Brayden hitting the hoe in the office. Hold on. So easy.
It went from like she would not give that nigga the time of day. And so this nigga's solution is to plant a tiki torch in the nigga desk. God, Jason, it sounds like we're making this shit up. He planted a tiki torch in a nigga desk, and then they found it like, yo, we don't tolerate, like, you know, this anti.
Their whole stance on race in this show is crazy. Like, so quick backstory, I don't watch Power. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of know the characters just because I, like, you know, watch TV and shit. I watched the first couple episodes of Power, and I just never got into it. So this is, like, my first, like, entry into the shit. Man. So when I saw Lorenz Tate with the headmaster and like, playing a little race game with him and shit, I was like, I see. And then when Tariq was in the dorm and shit, and the white mom.
The white lady shows up.
Yeah. Like, and so I just understood the whole, like, comedic racial dynamics that was pulling. I was like, oh, these niggas is funny.
No, they literally got a guy fired by planting a tiki torch in his desk. Like, the nigga's so racist. He come to work with a tiki torch.
Like, why would he bring that shit to
because he got him fired, the black girl, who's never given him any sort of rhythm whatsoever, gonna take him to a secret floor in the building.
The only she has access to.
This whole show falling apart. Like, this Power already on support. Like, I support for me.
This is episode 7 levels in the first 2 episodes, bro.
Bro, they started off with when the nigga pulled out the fucking machete and sliced off the white girl like hand.
Bro, Method Man, you froze. My bad. Go ahead, bro. Yeah. You got frozen.
No. Okay, no, I said when he pulled out the machete and sliced the white girl hand off.
And then shot her anyway.
I was like, this is some next level shit. I wasn't ready.
No, man, it was just so
clean slice.
So it's like, yo, you ran up, first of all, they traced who bought the ring. This nigga paid $5 million for a ring in an auction. And now you just going to propose in the dark? Ain't no people around, nothing like in the middle of Central Park at night?
My nigga, that's supposed to be a reel. He's supposed to make a reel off that shit, my nigga. Man. Right.
You gotta get a production crew out with a $5 million ring in Central Park at night. My broke ass don't want to walk in Central Park at night. This nigga walk around with his woman and a $5 million ring. They run up, they grab her, and I was like, okay, lady, just take the ring off her finger and walk away.
Right.
Like, nope. She pull out the machete, ha, cut it. She's screaming, he's screaming. And then they shoot him. I'm like, well, they could have shot him.
The white nigga was pressing. He was like,
yeah, hey, he was.
Get y'all black asses away from me.
Bruh, Method Man left
get out of here.
Method Man leave his crime phone on his desk at nighttime without evidence in it.
Come on now.
Like, what?
Crime phone.
Look, and hold on. Not only does he do that, but when the number's called, Monet doesn't even say hello. She just off top says, hey, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Like, yo, I love this show. It's so bad. It's hey. So bad. And it's like every week they just say, oh, you thought last week's triple somersault mount off the top rope was crazy? Mm. Oh, no, my nigga. This one, we're coming from the second floor.
Tariq murdered that nigga in his apartment building with a butter knife. How the fuck they got this nigga out the building, down the hallways, it's cameras everywhere in New York.
Dude, well, it's worse than an apartment building. It's a hotel. Because the niggas downstairs were talking about, like, he's staying at the da-da-da, whatever. And so it's like, forget about, like, camera people and security people, whatever. How did them niggas get upstairs and just walk in the room, by the way? Like, yo, what's going on in here?
And, oh, by the way, not only do you kill the homie, your peoples was also on their way to kill him. And they just so happened to walk in the door.
Right.
And Tariq doesn't know that's them. Why would he run? Right. Why would he try to hide? You know, all he did was just catch a body.
Tariq, who, by the way, has put up with so much bullshit throughout this whole show, always been Mr. Cool.
Right.
This nigga said two words of, like, I would say very mid shit talk. It wasn't the spiciest shit. Nigga gonna stab him to death?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the calculated Tariq St. Patrick? And, oh, let me just say right now, man. I can't do another fucking classroom with Brashandria ghetto ass, man.
Right.
Why are they in the same classroom? Like, that never had... Yo, if you... What year are they in? Are they sophomores?
Have you ever been to college?
It's like, for some reason, everybody motherfucking always think I'm actually ghetto, but they don't realize I'm like, a motherfucking fuck, bad man? Bitch.
That was her reasoning. That her reasoning is like, I'm actually a bad bitch.
My bitch, this is trigonometry.
she gonna be at Reed's with my man.
Hey, Jason. Jason, Jason, you need to watch this episode because if you love like clumsily done racism,
yes,
the classroom scenes are always top notch because there's always one student says, "I think America is the land of opportunity," and if black people didn't keep complaining, it wouldn't be anything. Like there's always one motherfucker in the class or two or three, like saying some shit like that, and then they gotta be.
So what happened? What about Zeke Stanfield? Will he be remembered as a fucking murderer? Like I think he is. And his sister sitting right here. What bitch?
speaking of that, because you just let me ask my question first. Who's how long is it gonna take for Commissioner or Senator Tate, whatever he is, to smash the teacher
next episode?
The teacher?
Got
not the next episode. Not the teacher. He's gonna smash the intern, ghetto nerd, man. Or Mrs. Ghetto Nerd.
No, he's not gonna smash her.
He's not gonna smash her. Better not hear her.
Nah. That's not gonna happen. It's gonna be smashed. She's getting smashed.
She's
gonna get smashed by somebody.
He better not hear her. That's all I gotta say.
He's not. He gonna hit the teacher.
You know why I know he's gonna hit that? You know why I know? Because
he's a hornball.
One, because he's a hornball, but two, because the nigga from the Democratic National Convention, whatever, told him, don't fuck the intern. And I was like, well, he's fucking the intern. Like that's power 101. Like if they tell you not to fuck someone, you definitely gonna fuck that.
Oh, person. So ghetto nerd. I mean, what's her name? Is it ghetto nerd? Yeah.
Brashandria, ghetto nerd is my man from Snowfall, but they make a couple.
And this is actually one of the things you listed as why 50 could like potentially see one in an event. Like, bro, what 50 been up to, bro. Yes, sir. He been busy.
Right. Yeah, he been real busy.
He's hard on the clock.
What are you gonna say, Derv?
What's up with Monet's dude's name now? What the Mecca's twin type boy?
Oh, like, Tejada, Miguel
Tejada, yeah.
Yeah, so
that's
so
not her, Kane, boy, so Kane's that's running. Husband, man.
Oh yeah, my bad. Her husband. So Kane's just he the head of the family now. And and Pop's gotta try and kill Kane, right?
I'm surprised he didn't kill him on the spot.
I thought he was, there.
To me that was yo, had to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
They got my boy from the wood, Mike from the wood, playing the connect.
Right, right.
Oh, that's him, man.
Yeah, I was looking
shit,
at it.
That's
for
Mike
a
from the wood.
It is with a beard.
Oh shit!
Damn, hey, man, my nigga look burnt, man. Big Mike.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Under that, yeah. He look good, man. That shit was 30 years ago.
Right. I know, man. But like, damn, I love
say
that
he
movie.
Look burnt.
Hey,
I
just
got a nigga in the road.
Yeah,
nice little
shape.
Yeah,
what's going on?
That nigga just look just worn out, man. My life. Nigga, think about it. Nigga saying this is how we dance in South Carolina or North Carolina.
North Carolina.
To this, man. Hey. It's kind of like Scully, man, in Snowfall, man. Every time I look at that, that's Tracy. Damn, man.
Oh,
this
nigga shit, really.
Boy. Now he looked a little.
He looks a little worn.
Man, this season, my brother is frail as hell.
Yeah,
he looked like he's had a lot of fun in his life.
He went up to the thing on this episode. I was like, oh damn, that boy looked like nope.
Go ahead, let it fly.
I be forgetting we talk about real gangsters sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, for real, yeah. Might have a real life counterpart. Like that nigga said, what?
Right.
It's power, man. This whole thing. What was the other thing that happened? The Zeke memorial. Why is Tariq on the stage, but his own goddamn family all sitting in the bleachers?
Right.
Like, if they're honoring my kid, wouldn't I be sitting on the stage?
Right.
Like, and then when they retire the jersey, I could see it. I ain't got to turn. Them niggas had to turn around like this and look up to see the jersey because that shit ain't facing them. That shit didn't make no goddamn sense, man. Also, Zeke really jersey retirement worthy? I'm going to just throw that out there.
Yo, his highlights were ass. Now you're looking at his ass. His highlights were ass, dog. Like, that was the ass's number one pick I've ever seen in my life.
Damn, that's how that nigga shoot, bro. Soon as you gone, man.
I've seen that nigga shoot, man.
Yo, let me ask you this. What's the... I don't know his name. The other brother?
Brother. Yeah.
Drew?
Drew. Yeah, thank you. Drew.
Oh.
So my nigga, like, he just, like, yo, that was, so he just snapped and I, like, what was the plan? They were supposed to rough him up? Were they supposed to kill dude?
Right, was he in cahoots with the bus driver? Like,
yo.
What the fuck?
You mean shoving the nigga into traffic?
Yeah, like, I felt like they were supposed to just rough him up and scare him, right? Like, I don't feel like they were supposed to kill him. That wasn't the plan to kill him, right?
No, I think the plan was to kill him and get him out the way, man.
They might have to kill him because
that's why they. That's why Tariq's out here
just. So Tariq's just out here just ordering hits on niggas now.
Yeah, murdering. Yeah.
Tariq is a wild bull. But he can't get housing for college. This nigga's doing all this shit without a bed to sleep in. That's wild.
A twin bed at that.
The nigga Tariq, man, like, he spent the whole episode telling Braden we're not selling drugs at your job, and then only by the end of the episode, not the end of the season, by the end of the episode, right. Like, Wall Street niggas use coke, huh? Like,
this shit won't sell itself. You know,
them niggas was like, we could sell drugs to all the Wall Street niggas, and I'm like, you think?
I don't think this is how it works, bro.
Yeah, they think this shit just started.
Right. Like, this nigga thinks. Real quick, because I obviously didn't watch the show. So this nigga came up with an app to sell drugs.
Yeah. So they did like this thing called Course Correct. So it's an app, like, if you needed study guides, right? Uh-huh. And the thing was, it's like at like the $5 mark, it actually is a study guide. Mm-hmm. And you go to a certain box and you unlock it and you get a copy. But like at the $25, like the premium one, it was just coke.
Yeah,
or Adderall or you know, Adderall. Or Oxy or whatever the pill. Yeah, they were actually moving pills. It wasn't powder, but whatever it was in the study guide. And
that's
so
hard.
Yeah, and it's like it was always like at a place where there was never no hand to hand or whatever. It was actually not a bad idea. It's kind of corny, but like it wasn't a bad idea as far as for like a TV show.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
They ass course. Was goofy running it though. They was going to the roof to get the money out of the damn brick wall.
Like, bruh. Yeah, they're pulling out a brick and there's the money. I'm like, yeah, they made it very powerific. They found a way.
Right.
Meanwhile, the other one is selling coke at fucking Princeton, right? Effie?
Right, she's Effie running, ass.
And writes, drugs. And writes the name for the colleges on
right.
the brick.
And push a hose into the Potomac.
No, no, that's the one that goes to Yale. See, that says Yale. No, that's Harvard's right there.
On the brick, yeah.
Like, damn, everybody put some miles on that motherfucking whatever car Corolla. She got, my nigga.
It's a 2003 Corolla, bro. I know that shit. My brother had that car.
She better relax. Oh. She better relax. Them shits go.
And she said, like, I'm trying to pay off my student loans. I'm like, damn, man. Like, how much student loans? Hold on. How y'all been selling drugs for 5 seasons?
Right.
You
right.
still got student loans? What you doing with this money?
All right, how much does it cost to go to goddamn? What is that shit called?
Hey man, we not gonna disrespect that young. We not gonna disrespect that young
Marlo Stansfield University.
If she likes to make it rain in the club, bro, she likes to make it rain in the club. Like, hey. let Effie have a good time, yo.
Tuition $2.3 million a year. Goddamn.
The last point I'm gonna make about this is. The British Nigerian mafia. If you're gonna get somebody to be a Niger, get an actual Nigerian man. I guarantee you them niggas are cheaper than American actors, and the accent gonna be authentic, man. Like, that shit was just like, I'm like, what is this nigga? Oh, I am trying to babysit these Americans. I'm like, come on, man.
So the niggas ain't British?
The nigga ain't Nigerian, that's for sure, man. Or if he is, like, you know, grew up somewhere else, man.
So they get his they get the British niggas.
So we call them Nigerian.
They get the British niggas to play Americans, and they get the American niggas to
play Nigerians, man.
Yeah.
What a world we live in, though. What a world we live in.
I know. We didn't want to talk about Swarm, but I gotta say, man, that nigga Franklin's accent, fucking trash.
Dude, real quick on Swarm. If you haven't watched Swarm out there, and you just in the streets listening to this, don't watch Swarm. I promise to God.
Just watch the one clip.
Right, watch the scene that they want you to watch, but don't watch that shit. It don't got no storyline. That shit don't connect no dots. You're not gonna be happy when it's over. You're not gonna fuck with it while it's going on. You're gonna be weirded out.
I could have told y'all all of this based on what the last three seasons of Atlanta.
Okay, so all right, somebody answer me this question: how, like, me? Obviously, you got a film podcast. How does Donald Glover, like, the only person that it's got to be somebody else, but he the only person I ever seen get away with making multiple storylines that don't make no sense, don't connect to nothing? And like, this shit don't even try. It just throw you off. Man. Like, this shit has no explanation.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna say this. I said this shit a long time ago on this podcast, and everyone thought I was crazy. And over time, I feel like I've been proven right. Donald Glover knows how to make white people feel comfortable. He is the black guy that makes white people feel comfortable. And as a result, he gets a lot of, like, leeway and pull to do shit that other black TV and filmmakers could not do. I applaud him for that. Like I said, when Atlanta came out, I said, I like this show. I don't think it's the most amazing show I've ever seen. I think it's pretty straightforward. But I know that show couldn't have been made without someone who kind of had the in. And that's what Donald Glover did. But y'all niggas wanted to know, this is revolutionary. And I could have never thought of a story like that. And that I'm like, all right, this is the same nigga that thought because he liked comic books and Star Wars, that made him different from other black people.
Right.
That was some shit he said. And I went and saw him in stand-up because I used to watch the show Community. I thought the nigga was funny. I went and saw his stand-up, and I was like, is this nigga thinking like he's like the magical nigga or some shit?
He does. Like, he thinks like he's God gives to niggas.
Exactly. Exactly, right? And so everything about him is like, like OJ. I'm not black, I'm OJ, right? I'm not like these niggas over here. That was his whole movement. And then as he got bigger and more successful and shit, then it became, oh, because I have the ear to these white people, I can tell them, hey, that's wrong, what's happening to black people over here. And now I look like I'm like a champion for whatever. And now he could do his little music and dances, stupid ass dances with no shirt, no shoes on. Mm-hmm. And just like, but the whole time I've seen through this nigga, man. This nigga ain't no visionary or nothing like that. He's just someone that knows how to play the system very well. And that's how we got to where we got to.
Damn.
Church.
So it's always fuck Donald Glover. It's always been fuck Donald Glover. He will always be fuck Donald Glover. Even when everyone's like, Amin, why are you hating on a black man? That I'm like, man. Like, I hate to do it. And I like that show. I like that. Past Tense Atlanta before they let this nigga Donald Glover the whole shit up. Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm with you, Amin. But like a lot of artists and people, I kind of have mixed emotions because he will pull like a cat out of the bag every once in a while and do some fly shit. You know what I'm saying? Like one of the Atlanta episodes here and there. And then like he'll have a couple of cool songs. But I remember being out on this nigga when he came out as Childish Gambino. First off, like coming up with your name with the Wu-Tang.
I'm quirky. I'm so quirky. Look at me.
Corny.
Look at me.
Boo, tomato. I'm
different
tomato.
Black guy here, huh? Guys, remember Wu-Tang Clan? That was fun, huh? Yeah, I would do quirky things.
His raps was terrible. That's why he stopped rapping, because the music he make is not rap no more. Like, niggas was not fucking with that shit. Niggas was never fucking with that shit. Then he had the little young Tumblr girls and the white people fucking with it. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm cool now. It's like he got on Sway and thought he could rap. Niggas was still not rolling. Then he did Atlanta and niggas finally accepted him. And he just, oh, I'm going to take this and go off. You know what I'm saying? Go off and do his shit. he said Bad and Bougie was cool in front of white people and he thought he had all the swag. It's like, bro, you really is trying to be a nigga so hard that that's what makes niggas know you're not a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the obvious shit.
After not wanting to be a nigga. That's
what right. After you started out being a nigga intentionally, right? Like, you was on your Eric Andre shit, which is cool. Like, that's cool.
I love Eric Andre.
Yeah, me too. It's like, if you want to play that lane, you could slide in and do your thing, bro. White people accept and love you, but then you realize, like, that shit is corny and that's not how you want to live your life. So now you're trying to slide and be a nigga, but it's like, you know, and now he's getting accepted. He's in the think piece nigga crowd, which is like, they love him. You know what I'm saying? All the think piece niggas is scrambling to just.
Yeah, you made this nigga means day, dog. This nigga's always good for a quick thrashing of Donald Glover real quick.
Nigga, Jason Madison is breaking this shit down surgically, man. Continue.
But, you know, that's what the whole shit is. And it's like, part of it is because he's been that white nigga and he's light-skinned. So everybody knows, like, lighter-skinned niggas try to overcompensate the common type.
It's true.
Nigga Jerry, on behalf of Mike. He's not light-skinned, my nigga.
But he's like a fairer-skinned black person.
Whatever you want to call him, but he's not light-skinned, my nigga. See, that's cool. I just need to specify he's not a light-skinned nigga. I'm just saying.
In the racial draft of black people only. Right. You're saying the light-skinned delegation is not...
Don Glover is not one of our selections, I'll tell you that much.
But
brown skin niggas can have him.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead, Juju. Go ahead.
Oh, no, nah, I gotta do some stuff, so I gotta get out of here. My fucking child fought Donald Glover and Donald Trump. You did.
And Donald Faison. One last thing before we get out of here, just to wrap this little segment up. I saw Air on fucking Wednesday. I forgot all about that shit. I should have put that shit in the notes. I saw the Air movie. Let me just say right now, man, that shit is a commercial, but I'll be damned if it ain't a fire ass commercial, man. You go, hey, I knew some of the story. I knew most of the story, to be honest, but like just seeing like these actors play out these different characters and knowing kind of like where it's all gonna go eventually and shit. Look, whenever that movie come out, y'all gotta go see it, man.
I'm definitely gonna see it. Like, I feel like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck is kind of in that bag where they don't really make too many bad movies, especially when they do them together. Even that Last Duel movie that they made was kind of cool. Like, I watched it on HBO.
I haven't seen that one yet. That's the one where he's a samurai or some shit, right?
Yeah, they like in the medieval times type shit. Yeah, and obviously, like, it's an interesting story that we all know and fuck with. So, and Viola Davis, great actress.
She kills it. Yeah, she kills it. Chris Tucker kills it. He plays Howard White. Like, he kills it. Matt Damon kills it. Affleck really ain't in the movie that much. He's just a couple scenes here and there because he plays Phil Knight. Mm-hmm. But then Jason Bateman kills it.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Jason Bateman.
Ozark.
From Ozark.
Oh, my nigga from Ozark. Yeah.
See, that's how you got to translate everything to that German. The nigga from Ozark. Hey, man, yeah. I like your shit. That's my shit. Now I can see Jerv in the airport coming up to me. Hey, man, I love you in Ozark. What's your name again? That's how the old heads always do, man. They'll walk up to you.
Yeah.
What Kevin Hart said, Stephen A. Smith ain't famous. He's finger snap famous. Like, hey, you that nigga, man. Like, you that dude on that show, man. Oh, shit, man. All right. That's going to do it for us here on Black Peas, Bad Motherfucker. Shout out to Juju Gotti. Shout out to Jason Madison. Shout out to John Gervais. Again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you subscribe, getting all that extra content. And twitter.com/countthedings. Go ahead, hit that GoFundMe. Give to the Jade Hoy family relief fund. Remember, Jade was in that accident. We're trying to help his family out. We're trying to get to 1,000 donors. We're at like 952 right now. So if everybody can chip in, we'd really appreciate it. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.